Hello, I'm Matthew Shinai with the Ryerson Review of Journalism, and this is the first part of my interview with Esquire writer Chris Jones. In this clip, Jones talks about his dislike for Tiger Woods, which began when he followed the superstar golfer for an Esquire story back in 2003.
Tiger. Well, I don't know, probably the most loathsome human being I've had to cover. It's a tie, maybe, between him and John Edwards, who's just a walking oil slick. But Tiger was just terrible, and I spent a month following him, and what was bad about it is I knew something was wrong. I knew that who Tiger was and the image he projected were two different things, but I couldn't quite figure it out. So it was a little frustrating in the sense that, I should have been able to find the 100 and some women he was sleeping with. But it was, I'm going to give myself a little credit for seeing through his bullshit. It was a lot of people gave me grief after that story that I didn't see the beauty in what he was capable of doing. And I was like, follow Tiger Woods around for a month. It's like seeing inside the kitchen of your favorite restaurant and realizing the chef is a dirty bugger who's putting stuff in the lobster bisque. It was like, I definitely lost my appetite for Tiger Woods.